have a plan. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden lays out a strategy to ease the baby formula shortage.
The FDA will begin loosening restrictions on importing baby formula from overseas. That, President Biden says, could mean getting significantly more formula on shelves in weeks or less.
This is a process. We're working on it very, very hard. There's nothing more urgent we're working on.
The president says the administration moved as quickly as possible once the shortage became apparent.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The president spoke with retailers and formula manufacturers this week about ways to ramp up supply. Also this afternoon, the president met with mayors and police chiefs of large cities ahead of Congress taking up a second round of COVID relief.
We actually know it works. We all agreed, as I've said from the outset, that the answer is not to defund the police. The answer is to fund the police with the resources and training they need to protect our communities.
Republicans have blamed Democrat policies for the rise in crime, though President Biden has said money included in the first COVID package, not supported by Republicans, made it easier for cities to hire police officers. Today was the last day at the podium for White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
I want to say thank you to the president and the first lady. They entrusted me in serving in this role for the last 15 months.
Psaki also thanked members of the administration, saying she hopes she followed the example of integrity and grace. It was announced last week that Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre will take over as press secretary. She will become the first person of color and the first LGBTQ person to be in that role. On Wall Street, stocks ended another rocky week with gains, but it wasn't enough to keep the market from its sixth weekly drop in a row. The Dow gained 466, the Nasdaq plus 434, the S&P added 93. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A ruling by the Texas Supreme Court means state officials may continue to investigate families who allow their children to seek transgender medical care.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a lower court judge's injunction on child abuse investigations of parents who provide transgender medical care to their kids. In their ruling, the justices said the injunction can only apply to the one family that sued when they were investigated, but not all families. The lower court judge had found Governor Greg Abbott exceeded his authority when he told Children and Family Services to investigate parents who are seeking trans medical care for minors. The parents of a 16-year-old sued. The mother worked at Children and Family Services, and they began investigating her family. The merits of the case were not at issue here and are being considered by a state appeals court in Austin. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The man charged with shooting up a New York City subway last month, wounding 10 people, has pled not guilty. Frank James is charged with committing a terrorist act against a mass transportation system. The latest chapter in Elon Musk's bid to take over Twitter is that it may not be happening again.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says his $44 billion purchase of Twitter is temporarily on hold. Musk said in a tweet that he wants more details about spam and fake accounts on Twitter. Musk has said several times that removing spammers and bots are important to increasing Twitter's value. Though some investors see the pause as a potential sign the deal may not go ahead, it could be Musk wants to renegotiate his price. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
In her first public appearance in weeks, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II attended the Royal Windsor Horse Show today. The Queen watched from a Range Rover before walking to her box. Elizabeth, who is 96, has greatly reduced her public schedule due to mobility issues. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.